thousand years ago.
Good morning. How are you this morning? It's not by chance that you're here today.
Well done for getting here today.
That's our
fantastic.
Lord Jesus Christ.
Many haven't, but we're going to rejoice together in our Lord today.
An important time on our Christian calendar. The most important, the time of celebration. And it's a time
to
remember what our Lord Jesus
Father,
Christ has done for us.
He laid his
life down for you.
This day that
every one of you
earmarked
sitting
Good Friday. It's not a bad Friday. But yet what happened on the cross 2,000 years ago, Lord, was awful. When you were scourged for us, when you were beaten for us, that you were nailed for us, and also you took the penalty of sin and death for us. So Lord, we come here today to recognize you for what you've done for us, and also in that, Lord, to celebrate and to rejoice. So Lord, as we open up our hearts to you and we bring hearts filled with gratitude and praise towards you, may your presence just be present for everyone here.
And
Lord,
my
may our focus just be totally upon you
the King on a
as
cross.
The worship team leads us into your presence
King on a
today.
Cross. And we're going to be
and
reading from John 19, verse 17 to 30. You can follow
Jesus
through
name.
From there with me.
Let's stand and let's worship our King and remember what he's done for us. For it is a day of remembrance. We remember Jesus for what he's done for us. Thanks, team.
You all there? We're going to have a really good time of worship this morning because everything that could happen this morning happened this morning. So yeah, we are to worship and we just.
And he, bearing his cross, went out to a place called the place of a skull, which is called in Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him and two others with him, one on either side, and Jesus in the center. Now Pilate wrote a title and put it on a cross, and the writing was, Jesus, King, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. Then many of the Jews read this title for the place where Jesus was crucified.
Jesus, you're glorious.
And it was written in Hebrew.
You are so glorious.
Therefore, the chief priests of the Jews said to Pilate, do not write, King of the Jews. But he said, I am King of the Jews. Pilate answered, what I have written. Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments and made four parts. They said therefore amongst themselves, let us not tear it, but cast lots for it. That the scripture might be fulfilled, it says, they divided my garments, and for my clothing they cast lots.
You are so
therefore the soldiers did these things. Now there stood by the cross Jesus, his mother, and his mother's sister, Mary, his wife,
Jesus,
and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother, and the disciple whom he loved standing by, he said to his mother, Mother, behold your son. And he said to the disciple, behold your mother. And from that hour, the disciple
took
the key over. After this,
Lord, you are worthy, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
The area called Golgotha, it's Hebrew. And why they called it Golgotha was because it resembled a skull cap. And that area was located near the city gate in Jerusalem. Verse 20, three languages
to pay
and
the
one. Why did they put the three languages on the cross? Why did Pilate do that?
So I could be
there were many people that were coming into the city from the entire empire.
You,
and it was a time of Passover. It was a time of the feast. It was the Greek.
Everything good comes from you, Father of lies.
Latin was the language of Rome.
Your love will always pierce through the darkest night.
Love is
a voice, love has a name, Jesus, Jesus, your love is a light, filling my eyes. Jesus, Jesus, love is the voice, love has a name. Jesus, Jesus, your love is a light, filling my eyes. Jesus, Jesus.
I believe that Pilate was prompted to write what he did write. I don't believe that he did that on his own.
You bore the weight of death upon your heart.
Jesus of Nazareth.
And your last breath tore the veil apart.
Listen to these words.
You made a way for me to walk in grace. Lord, we're so grateful. So I could love you.
There were no fears.
And everything good comes from you, Father of lights. Your love will always pierce through the darkest night. And love has a voice, love has a name. Jesus, Jesus, your love is a light, filling my eyes. Jesus, Jesus, love has a voice, love has a name. Jesus, Jesus, your love is a light, filling my eyes. Jesus, Jesus, your love has a voice, love has a name. Jesus, Jesus, your love is a light, filling my eyes. Jesus, Jesus.
Before I met my wife, Lynn,
yes,
our
Lord.
Church was for weddings and for funerals. Jesus. That was my outlook, and that's what I thought church was for. I didn't realize that it was about a relationship with Jesus, about
Lord,
a relationship with God.
Lord, you came and you stepped down into the darkness for us. Lord, we remember today what you've done for us. Lord, and we rejoice in it.
He died for me. He laid his life down for me.
Before I met him,
for me, everything was about the indulgence of the flesh. It was about fulfilling my fleshly body and all my own desires and all the things that I wanted in life. Before I met Lily, years prior to that, I was a trainer. I spent my life.
King of all things, oh so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above.
Yes, Lord, we humbly exalt you, Lord.
Humbly you came to the earth you created. Awful of sin, he came for. So here I am to worship. Here I am to bow. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. I'll never know. To see my sin upon the cross, I never know how much it cost. To see my sin upon the cross,
can we say, I never know,
I never know how much.
Everything that we can see. And if I just look around, often when you pray outside in the garden, everything that I see, everything is held together. Jesus holds everything together. I know the scientists can explain that away. They can tell you how it's gravity and it's this and it's that. I don't believe it. It's God that holds everything together. He holds our lives together. Without Him, we are nothing. Without Him, we are nothing.
Yes, Lord, we worship You, Lord. We honor You, Jesus.
Let's turn to Colossians 1.
The splendor of the King.
And I want to read verse 15 to 17.
Clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice. Let all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in love.
He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by Him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on the earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions, trembles are His voice. All things were created.
How great is our God.
And
him. Sing with me. How great is our God. Oh, we see how great. How great is our God.
Suffered and He laid His life down on the altar.
And
I want you to look at that cross this morning. Everything was on that cross. If you look at the cross, what do you see? What do you see when you look at that cross? When I look at the cross, you know what I see? I see freedom. I see victory. I see eternal hope. I see
the lion and
I see an established future.
The lion and the lamb.
Come,
church, let's sing.
How great is our God. Sing with me. How great is our God. All we see.
Today, you can be saved.
Say how great.
The rejection of Jesus is the acceptance of now. People, the rejection of Jesus is the acceptance of now. Jesus died on the cross to break the power or the hold of Satan over our lives. Let's turn to Colossians 1 verse 13. I'd like to read that for you.
Yes, Lord, we worship you. We declare, Colossians Lord, 1 that you verse are great, 13. That you are King of Kings, that there's none above you, Lord Jesus. What a beautiful name. What a beautiful name, Jesus. What a beautiful name.
He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son, into the kingdom of the Son of his love. He has translated us from darkness to light. Jesus has taken us out of darkness and he's placed us in light.
Your hidden glory in
the Let's turn to John 1 verse 4.
Now revealed in you how Christ, what a beautiful name is, what a beautiful name is, the name of Jesus Christ.
In him was life. And the life was the light of men. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. When you're in Jesus, you're a citizen of the kingdom of God. And there's something that takes place when you're a citizen of, when you become a citizen of the kingdom of God. We now operate and we function by different principles. Everything changes. I can't operate and I function as the way as I did in the past. Things need to change. I function by the principles that are laid out for me. I can't operate as far as mine. You're going to get the reward of the Lord. Continue operating as the Lord does. You're going to get the reward. You'll lose out on what Jesus has.
What a wonderful name is. Nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name is. The name of Jesus. What a wonderful name is. The name of Jesus. Death could not hold you. The veil tore before you.
And every silence
above sin.
The
heavens are roaring.
Now, having been set free from
the praise of your glory,
having become slaves of God,
we have
your
freedom
at the end of everlasting life. For the
wages
of sin
no
is death, but the gift of God
you
is eternal
no
life in Christ.
Now and forever, God,
this
you have. Yours is the glory. Yours is the name above all names.
And his
what a powerful name is. What a powerful name is. The name of Jesus Christ.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his way.
What a powerful name is. Nothing can stand. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. You have no rival.
You have no equal. There's none like you, Jesus.
What is forever, God, you reign.
Yes, Lord, you reign.
Yours is the kingdom.
The word of God says,
yours is the glory.
We give you glory this morning.
Yours is the name above all names.
What are you saying to us?
What a powerful name it
is. That is in
what a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King.
If you are not in Christ Jesus,
what a powerful name it is.
If you are in Christ Jesus,
nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a powerful name it
step away from Jesus.
What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus.
Lord, we honor you, Lord. We give you glory, Lord. We lift our voices to you, Lord. We declare what a powerful name you are, Lord. What a powerful name you have, Lord Jesus. What a powerful name you are, Lord. Oh, Jesus, we give you glory, Lord. We give you honor, Lord Jesus.
Even so, we also should walk.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Of life.
For if we have been
Lord, you went to the cross in weakness, but you rose in power.
Certainly,
and Lord, as we've sung these songs of praise and worship to you, Lord, we honor you here today. As we look to you and glorify you as our Lord, as our King, the one that is truly in control. We look to you as our God, as the one who's the Almighty, and we bring our praise before you and we exalt you this day, Lord. We look to you and we see you high and exalted. We glorify you and honor you, Lord. We don't bring you down, but we lift you up. We lift you up.
And somebody
see you
sent
as
me one of those
you are. You are the one that is the truly God Almighty. And we praise you and exalt you. Please listen to this prophetic word and hear what the Spirit of God is saying to us through the word of prophecy.
It's all about the lamb and not the bunny. It's all about the lamb. It's not about the bunny.
We remember today Jesus' sacrifice made for us. And I believe God has a word for us.
Background on it.
And he says, is not scarlet
and
the thread of my word from
that
Genesis
comes from
to
Inanna
Revelation. Scarlet was the color of the one of the
bunnies
th-
are a
leftover
from the pagan
woven
festival
into the furnishings
of
in the tabernacle.
His symbol
the
was the
garment.
Rabbits.
And it was a scarlet thread that hung from the window
exchange of
through which Rahab lowered the spies who entered the promised land to bring back a report.
It was all
to
about the
Israelites.
Full moon. And the March
it was the
equinox.
Blood of goats and calves that was sprinkled
was about
for the
fertility.
Atonement of sin. And was used to cleanse infectious diseases. It was the blood of the lamb
Easter
without
bunny.
Blemish
Easter.
That was painted onto the lintels of
has
the Israelite homes to protect them from the angel of death. And it is the precious blood
Jesus
of
people.
My son Jesus.
And it's about what he did on the cross for
you,
us.
Bought for you freedom from the record of sin, the penalty of sin.
That.
And the lifestyle
and
of
the world
sin.
Will try and pollute
it was his broken body that is
bring
the
all these
promise
things in.
Of healing for
it's
your
not about
body,
the bunny.
Soul,
it's
and
about
spirit.
The lamb. And it's about what
have
Jesus
I not
Christ
said,
has done for us. He
though
laid
your
his life
sins
down
are
us,
like scarlet,
and his blood
they
was
shall
shed
be
for
as
each
white
every one of us
snow,
sitting here today
though
for
they
the remission
are
of sins.
As red as crimson, they shall be like wool.
Without that,
if
we'd
you
have
are
no
willing
hope.
And obedient, you will eat the best from the land.
Are you right?
But if
with
you
God
resist
this morning,
and rebel,
can you,
you
honestly
will be
tell me this morning?
By the sword.
Yes, Ivan, I am right in my walk with Jesus.
Let's hear what the Spirit of God is saying to us.
Maybe you're sitting.
I also
want to
read the scriptures from Isaiah 53, which actually prophesies about what the Lord
years,
has done for us.
10 years.
Who has believed our message? To whom has the arm of the Lord been
Jesus.
Revealed? You grew up before him like a tender shoot, like a root out of dry ground.
He
had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him.
Maybe you're
nothing in his appearance
today.
That would desire him. He
and
was despised and rejected by men.
You haven't given him your heart. He hasn't got your heart.
A man of sorrows and familiar with suffering, like one from whom men hide
are
their faces.
Are you willing to take that step?
He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he took upon
to
himself our infirmities and carried our sorrows. Yet
right
we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him and afflicted.
To Jesus.
He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Punishment
like
that brought us peace was upon him. And by his wounds we are healed. We are all
and
like sheep that have gone astray.
Down.
Each of us has turned to his own way.
And
the
I
Lord has laid upon him
the
iniquity
the
of us all. He was oppressed and afflicted. Yet he did not open his mouth. He is led like a lamb to the slaughter. As a sheep before her shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. By oppression and judgment he is taken away. And who can speak of his descendants? He was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgression of my people he was stricken. He was signed a grave with the wicked. And with the rich in his death, though he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth.
He spent his life
this is your Jesus,
ministering
who loves
to people
you,
in the marketplaces,
who went
to
willingly
people.
To the cross according to
when
the will of our Father.
When he was crucified on the cross,
and he took, and as the scripture says
out
here,
in the open,
he was pierced for our
people.
Transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. He took our punishment.
And when they crucified
he brought us peace,
him, they stretched his arms out like
his
this.
Wounds, we are healed.
You know what he's telling us?
Lord, we want to just say thank you. This Good Friday, when we brought into remembrance again of the great and incredible obedience that you had to the Father, and the great incredible obedience of becoming the Lamb of God and going to the cross for mankind. And Lord, each and every one of us is indebted for our salvation because of you. And as the scripture says, we will worship you forever because of what you've done for us. That day, 2,000 years ago.
We need to be on fire
ago.
For Jesus.
And Lord, we today,
we to take what he's
again,
given us
as we just humble ourselves before you,
world.
We want to just all together, as I represent
Allow
us as a people here,
no value.
It's with gratitude and with thankfulness
That's what he's calling
we say
us to
thank
people.
You to you. And out of that, Lord, we worship you and praise you.
Are you right?
And we bring you all the glory that is due you
if you're not,
in your name.
You need
we
to
honor
right
you and praise you today. And thank you for the great sacrifice
right.
that you made
like
on
I
the cross. For each
As we started, Paul
us.
Said, I determined to
Thank
know
you,
nothing
just
but
say,
Christ
I want to just take
Jesus.
A moment for us to contemplate
to
that
know
your
nothing
sin
but
has
Christ.
Came through the prophecy was taken. Your transgressions were taken.
Have you
your
determined
iniquities
in your heart to know
were taken by
right
Jesus.
Now,
and you were crucified with him on that
Christ.
Cross. Today's not only the death of Jesus,
Are you on
but
fire
your
for
death.
Jesus
if you've
or
come
the fire
to believe upon
out.
The Lord Jesus Christ, you need to see yourself that you've died with your sin, and that through that Sunday, as we come to remember resurrection, it's not only the resurrection of Jesus, but it's the resurrection of us in
Him. The Lord just kept taking
it
back.
And I'd like you just to contemplate and realize that your death was also on that cross 2,000 years ago.
I love Jesus.
Let's take time to just work that one out, that we can walk
in the
newness
of
life in Christ. Thank you, Lord.
I'd be lost out there with the rest of them. Fulfilling all my selfish desires, all the things that
Thank
I want
you, Lord,
in life.
We praise you and glorify you. Thank you, every one of us is a sinner saved by grace. And Lord, that you've translated us and moved us from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of your Son. That we are no longer
bunnies living
sinners,
holes.
But we are sons.
They live in dark places.
We are forgiven by the blood of Jesus. You are set
my
free.
My wife
kept
saying
liberated.
That to me. That's why
Thank you, Lord.
I put it down here.
Open up our eyes to see the fullness holes. And the victory through the cross.
But we live out in
not
the open
the weakness of man that
with our Lord Jesus Christ, our shepherd. And he shepherds us.
Thank you, Lord.
And he covers us.
Open up our
he
eyes,
shepherds
Holy Spirit,
us,
to see Jesus.
And he covers us. And he's covering you
and
this morning
wonderful, incredible
with his Holy
sacrifice
Spirit.
Sacrifice and an atonement for us. That we might gain life and righteousness.
Do you love Jesus?
In Christ Jesus.
Amen. That's
Thank
why
you,
you're
Jesus.
Here.
Thank
if you're
you
sitting here
team.
Today,
I'd like you to greet one another in the name of our Lord. Those that you haven't greeted this morning on this Good Friday, please give one another a warm welcome and a good greeting.
I want to ask
this is
you
a special
to raise
day
your hands.
As we rejoice in the Lord.
I want to ask you to raise your hand, and I want to pray with you. If you haven't given your life to Jesus,
thank you. I've got a huge case of nerves.
I want to ask you this morning
I've got a huge
to make right with him, to give him your heart this morning. If Jesus hasn't got your heart, and if you haven't given your life to him, don't leave this place. Don't leave this place without giving your heart to Jesus this morning. It's not by chance that you're here, but he drew you here by his Spirit because he wants to walk a road with you. Amen. If that's you this morning, got to ask you to raise your hands. And I'll pray, we will pray together with you where you are seated. If you haven't given your heart to Jesus, I want to ask you to raise your hand.
Thank you, everyone. Well, a warm welcome to every one of you here this morning. You've come to rejoice
if
in your Lord, and we're so grateful for this opportunity.
You know that your relationship
but we especially want to say a warm
right
welcome to
him.
Those that are visiting
that's
here today.
Far off.
Can someone just please come and help Norman here, please? Someone with some medical knowledge, please, Mom. Can you just come and help?
I want you to raise your hand.
Just come and help him here, please.
We did that. Can we just move him outside, please, on a chair?
Thank you. Father, we just pray for Norman now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just pray that your hand of grace would be upon him. And we just rebuke that sickness over him now. And Lord, we just ask for recovery now in Jesus' name. There's a first aid kit in the front, folk. And
don't
if we can just get that,
if
we can just help him, please.
I want to ask you to raise your hands.
Let's just extend our hands towards him. Korabashandare betandu bashandi metandi. Ingrobokoro bashandi betandi bashandi. Ingrobokoro bashandi betandi bashandi. Thank you. Can someone just call the ambulance? If someone just can phone the ambulances, please. You can take authority for that. Thora, will you phone the ambulances, please? Thank you, Lord. Okay, let's not be focused on that.
Lord Jesus.
Thank the Lord. Father, we just thank you for Norman.
We love you.
We just commit him to you, and we just thank you for your hand of grace upon him. That Lord,
and
that you would just
without
bring
you,
healing to his body now. We've just spoken about that, and we pray the victory of that now.
Jesus.
In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
What you did for us.
Satan, we
cross.
Just rebuke you that you will
you
not take
life down
and
us.
Rob now in the name of Jesus.
Was shed for
thank
us.
You, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen.
Father, thank you. I pray today.
Father, we thank you for your control now.
The hearts.
Just to welcome those that are here for the first time, and we really appreciate you being here with today as we rejoice in our Lord, and we're having a good day today in our God.
That you'd restore.
I just want to just say condolences to Mom and Dad, King, Barbara Irvin passed away this week, the family member, and our condolences as we remember Barbara's got to be with our Lord, and she was a wonderful person who loved the Lord dearly. We also just
want
some reminders of what's happening this weekend. There's a sunrise service on Sunday morning. We're doing it down at the Dynamite Coffee Shop at 6:15, and we invite you all to be there. And we're going to have a lovely time there, but we ask you to bring your own coffee and tea and your hot cross buns, and we can share with one another. And we're going to have a great time again. Next week, Wednesday, Impact starts again, and we start with New Testament survey. So we
pray
meeting on the 19th. But a special time on next Saturday, the 22nd,
have eyes fixed on you, Jesus.
We're getting together here in the small hall at 2 o'clock.
I pray today
and we're stand
that
together
you'd open
with
ears,
the nation praying.
That we
and
would hear you,
for,
Jesus.
For an hour praying for South Africa. So I invite all of you, please,
that
come
you
and join us together
mouth.
At that time. Let's pray together for this nation and let's trust
your
God.
Word.
Because God is in control, but we need to pray. And we need to stand together in unity, and God has gone before
thank
us.
You, Father.
And as we pray, God
thank
answers
you,
our prayers, and there's a victory that comes through that in Jesus'
we love
name.
You.
Amen.
Together
so with
today,
no further ado, we're going
to
call up Ivan. He's going
to
be
Christ.
Preaching, and we're going
to
pray
today,
for him, and
we
just
Jesus,
thank the Lord for
you.
The word
thank
that's going to come today.
For dying on the cross for us.
Father,
thank
we just thank you for Ivan. Thank
us.
You, Lord, for the blessing
thank
and the
you,
gift
that
he is to us. Lord, we just ask and thank you for your anointing upon him. And Lord, just for the
you
release of that
sins,
gift
that
would work through Ivan today. Put words in his mouth. Not only words in his mouth, Lord, you put open ears to us that we would hear what the Spirit of God is saying to us today. So, Lord, bless us as we come under your word
thank
now,
you,
as we hear your word, and may life
thank
come
you,
to every one of us as the word is spoken to us now and proclaimed in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, even as it's been raining these last few days, and I just feel in my heart that as that rain has fallen on the natural ground, that it's bringing about a restoration, that it's restoring a dry and a thirsty land, that it's bringing new life. And as that natural rain was falling, Father, I thank you that your Spirit is falling in this place.
Yes.
That your Spirit is in us this morning. That you are here this morning. And that you're raining upon us. That you're raining on every heart here this morning. That you're raining on every family represented here this morning. That you're bringing us to a place of new life in you. That you're establishing afresh our future in you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We love you.
Yes, Lord.
And we give you all the glory, yes, and all the honor.
Yes.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. I'm going to ask you again. Do you love Jesus?
Yes, amen.
Do you love Jesus?
Yes.
Amen. Are you going to run for Jesus?
Yes.
Yes. Look what he did for us. He died for us. Isn't that enough? More than enough. Yes, Sally. Thank you, Father. Could you sing a song for us? Thank you. Amen. Stand.
What a wonderful name it is, the name of Jesus.
John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. If you need prayer, and if you want me to pray for you, I want to say to you this morning, don't leave. Like I said earlier on, don't leave. But come to the front after the service is over, and I'll pray for you. Amen.
Thank you, Ivan. It's been a good day. Just to report back on Norman, the paramedics came, his blood pressure was low, it seems to be a heart condition, and they've raced him off to the Busy Med, and he's under care there. But I'd like us to pray as a church, just to continue to pray for him. Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, as we've just heard this powerful name of Jesus. And Lord, we just bring Norman before you, and we just thank you that you put doctors in his way now, Lord, to take care of him. And Lord, I just ask that you would find out the detail of what is wrong with his heart, yes, or the rest of his body, yes, and that, Lord, they'd have wisdom and they, yes, would administer the care and the medication, yes, and that, Lord, that you bring healing to his body and make him well and sound. And Lord, we just, yes, thank you. This is a day of your healing, and we proclaim by your wounds he is healed, and we proclaim that now in Jesus' name. Be with the family too, Lord. Bring them peace. Let them not be anxious in any way. Just know that your grace is upon them. Yes. And also guide us as a family, Lord, to care, yes, for the family too now at this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Ivan. It's a great Good Friday. And God is in the house and he's done wonderful things. I'm looking forward to you being there at 6:15 on Sunday. Are you going to get out of that duvet? If you can, we'd love to have you down at the Dynamite Coffee Shop. Bring your coffee and your tea and your hot cross buns. Make sure they're hot and they're cross. And we're going to have a wonderful time. Enjoy this Easter weekend. Remember Jesus. Pray together. Do things together. You'll just see God in the house. Thank you, Ivan. Thank you, worship team. God bless you all. Amen.